The truth is right in front of you. The whole truth is right in front of you. Everywhere you go, every moment. This place is going to burn up. The Bible says the wood, hay, and stubble is going to burn up. So if this is going to burn up, this is not real. But the gold, the silver, the precious stone is real. It's going to be refined. What is that about, though? What is that about? It's about your heart and your mind and your soul, your will, your emotions, your intellect. Your will, your emotions, your intellect. See, it's been a long time, except, you know, I work every day, so, you know, Uber and work or whatever. I work around the unsaved, but you don't really know a person when you just work with them. But if I haven't been around many people that are lost in the last 10 years outside of working, you know, and you really don't talk to people when you're at work too much. And so it's hard to really know a person, but I remember talking to family, spouse, et cetera, et cetera. And they're caught up in the system. Now, you can work in the system and not be caught up in it, but you have to stay aware, self-aware. See, all the movies, whether it's Star Trek, Doctor Who, The Fringe, all the series are telling you. They're telling you what's going on. Think about The Fringe. People were doing stuff to people's bodies with chemicals and stuff, and they were like CSI, but then it got bizarro land. It went bizarro land. And that's what you're seeing now, bizarro land. You're seeing experimental. Look, about, what, 5 years ago, some of those bioengineers got killed. They claimed to be suicide. There was so many of them just committed suicide. So many of them. And they tried to hush it and cover it up and all that. And then now, years later, 5, 10 years later, what's happening? They're trying to bioengineer the human to turn you into a machine man. And you see it in the movies, you see it in Metropolis, you see it in Frankenstein. Trying to make synthetic humans, trying to make machines aware, computers aware. You see it in the Matrix, or they have the machines that are fighting against the humans. You see it in the Animatrix, where the humans become self-aware. You see, there's a TV series from Canada where the synthetic humans became self-aware, and the humans were trying to kill them, and they went off and did their own thing. They had to have solar energy or battery power to stay going. But their awareness, somebody had did a program and brought their awareness. So it's all about the AI machine man becoming aware, but it's also about tying the human into the hive to make the AI machine aware. So the AI machine that man, all that man could create is something dead, right? So what to make the AI machine in awareness, it has to be tied into the mind of the human, the human awareness or animal awareness. I mean, an AI machine tied into animal awareness would be limited, but let's say you had an animal tied into the hive, and then the AI machine could use that living creature to get knowledge, awareness, and it looks like it's alive. Who can make war with the beast, you know? So I wouldn't be surprised if they used human awareness, animal awareness, to try to make the AI machine man look aware, the man of sin, right? The Bible talks about the man of sin. The Bible talks about a little horn, a big horn, the man of sin, the 666. But the mark of the beast can't be put on people until God seals his servants. And so the servants that God seals are 144,000 and two witnesses. And so the rapture of the church is before that. You're sealed by the Holy Spirit. But God has to put a mark on his servants on their forehead before the devil. The devil don't know how to do it. He's trying to figure out how to do it, but he has to copy God. So once God does it to his servants, then the devil's going to do it. Just like when in Egypt, the snake with the Pharaoh, you know, was it Moses? Let my people go. And he cast down his stick, turned into a snake. And then the magician priest class cast down their stick, and three of them turned to a snake. And Moses' snake ate up their snakes. So their magic is a magic that hijacks. Because the mark of the beast is just nothing but a copy. And so anything that the magician priest class does is just a copy. Copycats, they're copycatters. It's not really from God, source. It's from a devil's alternative source. In other words, anti. That's why it's the Antichrist. That's why Flash and Anti-Flash. That's why Superman and Anti-Superman and Wonder Woman and Anti-Wonder Woman. Jessica Jones and anti-Jessica Jones. Though Jessica Jones is probably considered anti-bad, but you can see that Jessica Jones was being reformed in that series. A lot of times the anti cannot be reformed most of the time, and they try to reform themselves as an utter failure. They become a failure. And so if the Jessica Jones series reboots, the next series she will try to reboot herself, but she's going to have glitches, and she'll probably fall back into her old patterns, you know. I don't see her as being an absolute hero like the Flash or Superman, and you know it by just the letters, because you got what's his name that's kind of got popular over a motorcycle, Jesse James, you know. So all your Jesse James characters, they were a hero to some people, but they were actually the villain, and the villain just can't be reformed. The villain is the villain playing his or her role because they're villains. The hero plays their role because they're heroes. And so that's why Loki is Loki on the new series that they're playing. Low-key. They're low-key. Loki is low-key. And so the low-key is the base nature. And so the base nature can't be reformed. The only way they would get reformed is run to Jesus, die to self. John the Baptist said, I must decrease that he may increase. And so all these comments that you read in the Bible from these prophets, priests, and kings, they know it's about dying daily and dying, and Jesus Jesus is the only one that wins. Jesus alone wins, and no human's able to do it. All humans fail royally. You see all the records in the Bible where Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David, Solomon, they all failed. You see a few that didn't fail. Enoch, Job, Joshua, they didn't really fail. But you see a lot of them, the history, they failed royally. A lot of people fail royally. But a lot of them can be saved. A lot of them are saved, and the righteous might fall 7 times, but they get back up. You know you're going to see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in heaven, right? You know that. They failed, but every human fails. So what is the question? Do you run to Jesus? Or do you keep trying to do it in the AI flesh mind machine man? The 666 AI flesh mount to try to get back. You can't. You might as well run to Jesus.